All men are by nature free and equal and have certain inalienable rights, among which are enjoying and defending life and liberty. That is the first line from the Declaration of Rights in Idaho's Constitution. A new traveling exhibit opens today at the Community Library in Ketchum, and the goal of creating and conserving the Constitution exhibition is to look at the document's early history and conservation efforts going on today. Janet Gallimore is the Executive Director and Historic Preservation Officer for the Idaho State Historical Society. She is joining us with more. Hi, Janet.
Hi there. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. So, Janet, tell us a little bit about the exhibit and the idea behind it.
Well, as you probably know, we often bring an amazing document to the Joint Appropriations Committee at the State House, and we brought the Constitution twice. And every time that we've done that, it's been sort of a showstopper, and people always ask us if it could come to their community because they really want it to come around the state. And so as we were considering the conservation needs for the Constitution, and this was about 2018 or so, we thought, well, while we were doing the conservation, we would also create a replica so that people around the state could actually page by page, you know, understand the importance of the Constitution and actually see it. And that's what we're rolling out tonight, in fact. And the Constitution exhibit is, of course, this replica and then several pop-up panels that talk about its history and importance, and then also the conservation effort. And then we are marrying these road trips, if you will, with a expert, in this case, Ernie Hoidl, our board member from Boise, who is a constitutional scholar. So it's sort of a opportunity for people to get to see something that's usually behind closed doors.
So what do you hope people take away from the exhibit?
Well, I think there's several key takeaways. I think number one, these guiding documents, much like the Declaration of Independence or other things that we are all very familiar with, they were written by real people. And, you know, if you take a look at this Constitution, you can see notes in the column. And so it's a real document that was written by real people that had vision to guide our state. And when you think about original source material like this, whether it's our Constitution or documents that were written by Lincoln or anything that are that were conceived and created by citizens who are trying to make a more perfect union for all of us, they're really important to preserve, and they're really important in terms of providing access. And so this particular exhibit provides more access, and it reminds people of the role of people over time, creating governance that guides us, and that these original documents are part of our legacy that can't be forgotten.
And to be able to actually physically touch it, how cool is that? So, and that's because this is a replica. So where is the real Constitution?
So the real Constitution is here in the Idaho State Archives in Boise. And it is in a locked vault that is protected by HALON. So if you can imagine when you are managing hundreds of thousands of documents and photographs and things like that that are in the archives, we have 67,000 feet of space here that store original materials. The Constitution, along with a small, perhaps it's a vault that's about, I don't know, 50 by 50 to give that sort of imagination to the listeners. And it's got shelves, but the Constitution is in a locked vault protected by HALON, which is, if for some reason, God forbid, the building would catch on fire, the HALON system sucks all of the oxygen out of the room. And so the fire can't spread. And then it's also in a locked case inside of this locked vault, and it takes several there's only certain people who have keys to that area. I don't even have keys, so it's
no one's getting it. Okay,
there's
Janet, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking with us today. This exhibit will stay in Ketchum through June, then it will move to Coeur d'Alene. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And we hope everyone enjoys this exhibit as it's on the road.
Absolutely. Up next, we'll ask our George Prentice what to watch this weekend.